Yeah, I appreciate it. Otherwise, why this European American boy would die? They are not fools of that. They understand that here is a genuine movement.
Thank you, everyone. Let us take it. And I would like to proceed if you are free to permit me.
Yes. Please.
And let us to have this.
Please come here, take care of
this. We want to handle my things, please.
Oh, otherwise,
we come
here to Allahabad. I was coming from Bombay on the train, and I was riding some respectable people. They saw this button, and they said, oh, you are the disciple of Prabhupada? I said, yes. And they were very appreciative of your work. And then I had one Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, the story of Gajendra. And one man, he wanted to see the book, and he started reading it, and he kept the book throughout the whole journey. He read the whole book. And he loved it. He said, your guru has written very nicely, very simply, very directly, and everything is there. He wouldn't give me back the book until he finished it.
So our book's having a dollar.
And this is a man, he's an Indian, he's a Hindu, so he knows Vedic culture, but still he likes your books very much. So I've never read
presentation is simplified.
Yes.
That is good.
Yes. That's what he appreciates. Yes.
Not let the things cover.
So that no one understands.
Bhagavan is Sadhu. One student asked, teacher, what is the meaning of Bhagavan? He said Sadhu. But Bhagavan is already a difficult word. And he presented another difficult.
You don't actually know anything, so they have to speak with so much.
All that's it. That's what I call them. Like Gurmaya used to say, Bhokal. Bhokal. Why are you thinking? Why is it? Even Govindanath says, you know, Bhokal. So, I was thinking, everyone is Bhokal. Now I can understand. So everyone is Bhokal. Mura. So, enthusiastically, do everything. You are the leader of this Bhokal, of the party. So you should be more. You should not die and be happy anymore. Voluntarily die, you will pass by and become his spirit. So keep that spirit. What is the situation in Africa? What about these Asia and Africa?
Well, it's the same. I mean, everything is going. The government creates more difficulties, but still, everything is going on. I mean, no one is. I mean, some are leaving, but of course, many are staying. Well, the small men are leaving, but the big men, they're not leaving. Things are still going on.
Last year, the government said within 5 years, every Asian would be out.
I don't know if the government has said it, but people talk like that just to create some atmosphere of uncertainty. These unstable governments, they like to create this kind of atmosphere.
There are many Indians.
Oh, yes.
Practically Indians.
Yeah, Tamal, when he came there, he said that Mombasa was like Bombay,
yes,
and Nairobi was like Delhi.
Yes. And they are living nicely by Islam and Islam.
Well, that is
promising. They cannot manage. The Africans are not so qualified. Yes, business.
Now, Amin in Uganda, he's now inviting so many Indians to come. as teachers, doctors, because he's getting them from India now.
He just kicked them over.
Now he's getting them back again.
Such a mess.
Yeah.
They're from established condition. Now he's...
One from back.
One sensitive guy said, these Russians are not united.
Yeah, that's one thing. Like Kenya, they're more sensible. They see what happened in Uganda. Uganda's economy is very bad.
Yes.
So they will not do the same thing.
Must be intelligent persons, otherwise something. They did it as they took out this India to organize. Otherwise, they conquered by the Indians organized.
They were all the administrators.
After all, Krishna is there, being the master. So far we are concerned, there is no distance.
Oh, no.
Then develop. They are getting good place without any manifest difficulty.
Then Ramasa, this leader of the community there, he has pledged to collect all the money for buying this big house. The house is very nicely situated right in the Asian area. And he's a big contractor also. They will do all the alterations. So this is another good opportunity.
If I go, they will have objection.
I don't think so. You mean the immigration? I don't know.
But at last time, not last time, before.
Before that there was. Navayoginda Maharaj, he's now gotten his, he got a work permit.
Oh.
He got for 1 year.
Yes.
So the only difficulty there is that you cannot make devotees from the local population. So
either Indian or them.
Yes, I don't know. So unless we get men from overseas, then for us to expand is very difficult. It's like for this Mombasa. We get this big house, unless we have men to maintain it, then why should we take
it? Okay. Well, what's this about enough?
Well, we only have 12 devotees there, 2 temples, very less.
Cannot explain. Oh,
yes, we have to. We have to.
It is your business activity.
So far for the Africans, we're giving them prasadam and kirtan. But anything more than that, we cannot expect.
Yeah.
If we give them that, they're satisfied.
They're hearing kirtan.
Oh, yes.
And it is not that kirtan. That's your...
On the street, almost any African would say Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Vidyananda Maharaj is becoming interested also in Africa because it's very close to Brazil.
Hmm.
Oh. He will also be able to send men as a demonstration of his interest.
Come on, other men is not business.
I think we'll discuss this at the Mayapur meeting.
Yes, I think it is the business.
But the ones who are going to send the message, yeah.
How many
units
are you going to ask?
2 or 3.
4. And Bhagavad Gita, 5.
Oh, what happened next week?
Where's Bhagavad Gita?
He was, right?
Yeah, but he and Tejas did most of the talking in the local language. But we
owners are in Calcutta, finally came out.
Well, we found out that the government has now taken an interest in buying this property, all the properties on the beach. The government is looking for different excuses. Maybe someone violates his lease, or he doesn't keep the property according to the lease. Somehow or other, the government wants to develop the land for hotels. So our idea is that there's 2 properties which are good for us. One of them the government is already committed to buying, and the other one, the government is interested in buying but has not yet purchased. So for the first one, we can approach the government officials directly. Yes. And their main interest is foreign exchange from the tourists. So if we offer them U.S. dollars to purchase the property, they may think, why should we waste our time developing when they will give us lakhs in U.S. dollars and let them develop?
Yeah.
So they may sell it to us on that basis.
Talking about in Puri, that there's a class of men who are preaching that because of Chaitanya's movement, Islam was spreading. Because the king became somewhat weakened, they are upset. So I met one such man there, also at the Puri Hotel. He said, what is this Hare Krishna? By this Chaitanya cult, the Islam has spread. He would say. So I told him what you said, that we do not get any information historically. In fact, it was the reverse, that this Hussein, the Nawab Hussein Shah, he became a great follower. He said, no, that is not written anywhere. I said, no, it is in Chaitanya Chaitanya. He did not accept Chaitanya Chaitamrita as historic fact. He was a crazy man. He was crazy.
He also this. And that was men who came to support you.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Then he was saying, our Vivekananda, he never did this Hare Krishna. He's never done this. I said, well, actually... No, I told him that actually that Prabhupada, he has done more work than Vivekananda in helping to spread India's Dharma all over the world. I have to be very careful because there are many other people sitting around, including the manager, and I didn't want to start a fight. So I said, actually, Prabhupada has done greater work. He said, what have you said? You have said that your guru is greater than Vivekananda? I said, he has done more work. And he said, no, you cannot say that. Then two other men who were sitting there stood up and said, no. He has done more work. He said, I was at the Olympic Games, and I heard the whole thing was chanting in Montreal. Last year I was at the Olympic Games, and I saw them all chanting Hare Krishna. He has done more work. Two men, they came. So I just sat there and let those two men argue. Yes, he was a very nice man. He was glorifying you. That I have read their magazine.
We were selling books and having kirtan at the Montreal Olympics.
Yeah.
So he was seeing it.
So he saw that personally. He said it was a great thing.
Absolutely.
So this is just this last year.
Oh, last year.
Just 1976. In the summer. From our temple in Toronto and in Montreal, they combined to cover, because there were hundreds of thousands of people, so it was a good opportunity to sell books.
So he went to that Halifax conference.
That was a different thing.
So this man, he saw he was outnumbered, so he said, all right, let us not talk.
That's
He's Chatterjee. He's Calcutta. Demon. I think Chatterjee is Brahmin name, but he is talking like demon.
And Avon was also Chatterjee. He was the son of Hosta. Brahmin. Bunkim Babu wrote one book. The name of the book was Chatterjee and Banerjee. Okay, again, distributed Prasadam.
Prasadam is there.
Uh-huh. somebody is laughing.
There are many foreigners we saw in Puri. One busload came. A busload of foreigners.
Many foreigners. Yes.
Everyone is taking.
Yes. You got this sweeping for Saturday?
Yes, twice a day, at noon and at evening. We built a special pavilion on the side of the temple.
See, we were making the mistake all along of trying to mix the Africans and the Asians together.
That's
that was a bad policy. Now we have separate. The Asians are on one side, and the Africans are on the other side, and both are happy.
Yes.
Or they're both unhappy. Now they're both happy.
Indians don't like.
No, Indians don't like to mix, and Africans also, they like to be with their own. And we have it, the instruments we use, they make their own instruments out of different materials. So they have these pieces of metal and wooden blocks, and they love it. So they can make as much noise, and actually yeah, the Asians like it very much when they see the Africans doing that. So both are very happy.
Yes. Okay. I like that. Very health day. And if it is very nice, we can say one or two days. But as Bhagavani described, it's very nice.
Yeah. The room is a little bit smaller than this room.
That is.
Maybe the same size. I think it's the same size. And there's bathroom and porch.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's peaceful and quiet.
No church problems coming.
No, there's no. You're off the main road, very much. Then you go at least 2 miles off the highway. Then you make another right turn, and you go through a village, and then you come to a big opening, and the temple is there with bathing ghats. There's also two wells. You can get very good water, and the cottage is just on the other side.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said and Nananda Prabhu said, Nananda Prabhu said, very important.
On our way down here, we also stayed overnight. On my way down here.
Hey.
Yes.
So what did you pay?
I gave them a donation of 21 rupees for the night. I gave for the